Hello, good morning people, it's 10 to 5. I'm Sergio Rodriguez and we are in Radio Voices in English, in our program Raven. As always, I'm so glad to transmit the most important information. Today, we are going to talk about ICT and how this influences in the educational environment, improving teaching and learning. We are going to give way to Daniela. Daniela is a recognized teacher who's from the Philippines, and she has made use of these tools. So Daniela, can you tell us about it?
Hello Sergio, how are you? I'm pleased to be here in Raven, share this topic with you and all the people who listen to us. Okay, first of all, ICT means Information and Communication Technology. This is referred to technologies that provide some kind of information through the use of application, networks, or components, so you can interact in the digital world. It includes the internet, cell phones, and other technological mediums.
Wow, it sounds very interesting. I had heard about four pillars of ICT. Can you tell us about this?
Of course. Look, there are four important pillars in order to improve teaching and learning, enhancing communication, improve the technology infrastructure, and strengthening information system. Also, there is something called LAC. Have you heard it before?
No. But explain us, please.
Sure. LAC is Learning Action Cells. It means that a group of teachers can engage in collaborative learning to solve challenges that are presented in schools. In that way, we can build a collective competence. LAC, or Learning Action Cells, is also called professional learning communities, communities of practice, or teacher quality circle. Here in my school, there was a training of literacy skills development. Here, coordinators participate in the event. It was amazing because all communication activities were through technological tools and my students were so motivated in the class. In that way, I can provide something better to my students. Also, ICT makes teaching easier, and you can introduce each topic with some interactive activities about it. For example, digital flashcards.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome, because I can realize of a good development in the topics that you try to teach to your students. And I think that the classroom management has impact in a positive way because the technological mediums allow to catch all the students' attention and they can focus their mind in the learning.
You are right, and I hope that the other countries can implement this kind of programs.
Daniela, it was a pleasure to meet you today here in Raven and to learn a little bit about ICT in your country. I hope this interview has been useful for our listeners. Okay, it's the final of Raven for today, my dears. But don't forget that tomorrow we start at the same hour. Bye, guys.